Hey guys, guess who's back? I'm back. I'm back and I'm better. I had viral tonsillitis, so I barely had a voice. I'm finally recovered. This is your girl, Food for Thought, and we are just going to start on with the segment. And before I even start, I would like to say I appreciate everybody who has been supporting my podcast. You guys are the bestest things that I've ever happened to me. I never thought that I would like make it to the point where like I have support. If you would like to support my podcast, I would appreciate it a lot. So you could just subscribe monthly by paying 99 cents a month. All you gotta do is click on wherever it's located, my podcast, and then you just click support podcast, and then that's how you subscribe monthly from there. So let's get on with the segment. So the question of the day: why do men think black women are crazy, feisty, with the attitude problem? Comment below. One person said, because y'all is. All women are crazy though, just different levels of craziness with different races. Another person said, because his mama taught him that. And I said, nah, I don't think so. One person said, because they don't put up with bullshit. I'm like, excuse me? And she was like, what? And I was like, what do you mean they don't put up with bullshit? Obviously, this is a stereotype that black women deal with. And then another person was like, I think she's saying because we don't tolerate no mess. And then the person who has commented said, maybe you didn't understand my comment. LOL, men think black women are crazy because they stand by what they believe in and because they are faithful to their values and stand up for them. Men take it the wrong way. And then I said, girl, I think any race don't, you know, target no mess, but I think it's black women who deal with the stupid stereotypes like the angry black woman with the attitude. They really do, and it's a shame because majority of men who think that are taught to think that, or their mother and grandmother and so on, are black. So basically what I'm saying is the men who say this type of stuff, they literally see that, or they're taught that, or they're surrounded by that. And it's really a shame because like majority of the people who be thinking that, they mama black, they daddy black, they sister black, they niece is black, they nephews are black, their whole family's black, or majority of their family's black, or half of it, and so on. So I'm like, okay, that just makes no sense. And then another person said, let's just say most men ain't shit. And I said, damn. And then one person said exactly what my mom said, and I agree with you and her. And I said, facts. One person has commented, from my personal experience, from the girls I dated, the attitude is a huge turnoff and it's mad irritating. And then it was a bunch of comments, guys. Must be the girls you have dated. He said, yep, every single one. I said, damn. And I've dated mainly black girls, so yeah. And then he put the peace out sign. I said, hell no, you dated the wrong ones. That's a stereotype. He said, it's not a stereotype. I said, for black women to be feisty attitudes and be pictured as the angry black woman, I think it is. And he said, they do have feisty attitudes. I said, all women and all races do. It's in a woman's blood. It's not just targeting one race. And he said, then that technically makes it true, which is true. I feel like it's just like all women who just like has that persona, like it's just in our DNA as women to just be feisty and have attitudes and stuff like that and so on. Just for just one race or all races, it's all races. And then he said, we all know women are feisty, but we're talking about black women. I said, it's all women, not just black women. He said, no, I love black women to death. I will fight for them. But come on, my family is made up of 70% of black women, in which 90% of those women are black. I've dated plenty of women, not proud of it, mainly black women. And I can tell you from my experience, black women gave me the most trouble. Now, have I done some stuff to piss off the woman I dated? Yes, of course, but never to a black woman and still receive hell. But hey, to each its own. Not all black women are like that, but a vast majority are. Even my biological mother has those traits. It seems as if black women get triggered easily. We could all say society has a big part in it by the way y'all are treated, how you're looked at, talked about, which is true. I will talk about that in a minute after I read this. But at the end of the day, a majority act that way because that's how the world sees them. So some want to point and prove in a wrong way. I've seen in the comments women saying because we don't take any shit, nobody should, but not everything needs a reaction. And there are a lot of reactions. But I'll say it again, I love all Black women and I always do my best right towards them. But this is based on my encounters of life. And then one person hopped in this and said, but what attitude, quote unquote attitude, are you talking about? Because I've never had an issue with that. And I was like, whoa, who? And then she said the person's name. He said the attitude is a huge turnoff and it's mad irritating. But what does that mean? What attitude? He said a lot has problems, attitude problems. And I didn't say all have attitude problems. It was just like a huge debate on the page about it. And like, I feel like some people, when they read stuff, they kind of take it the wrong way. Because I know when I read stuff, I take it the wrong way. Or if I read the text message, I'm like, what do they mean? But I just think what he's saying is just, you know, like, it's, I just encountered like Black women who have like attitudes. And then when I told him like all women do, he like agreed with it, which I do appreciate, because like he did agree that all women just have, you know, like they're feisty, have attitudes and stuff like that. And that's just, like I said, it's just in our blood, any women's blood. It's just like that. So then another person commented, I don't know, I think that white women could just be is just as spicy, outspoken and crazy. Most men become I cannot talk today. Okay, so one person has commented, most men become intimidated after a while and they are not as confident as women think they are. So they mask their shortcoming into calling Black women crazy, feisty, or have attitudes. It definitely, let's add that in, angry, which is totally 100% a stereotype that we deal with in society. I'm crazy, feisty, and have an attitude, and I'm white. Yeah, men don't like it. Ha ha. And that was coming from another person. Another person commented, yes. And then another person commented on that one, you absolutely 100. So, with the whole controversial thing about Black women, I feel like people picture Black women as feisty, rude, angry, stuck up, or like will fight anybody. In reality, not every Black woman is like that. Like, I could literally walk somewhere and somebody would just think I'm mad, but that's literally my face. I just feel like people need to stop targeting just one race and say, oh, Black women this, Black women that, Black women this and that, and have so many stereotypes. Because in reality, it's like these stereotypes are 100% not true. Every Black woman is like different in their own way. Like, everybody has different personalities, like just in general, like everybody in this freaking world. Just like how I don't get, okay, so I'm from California, right? And in California, I have noticed that every time when I go somewhere, if I'm in public, a person who is the same race as me looks at me up and down and makes me very, very, very uncomfortable. And I just don't get why Black people don't know how to get along for nothing. They literally have to be against each other. But if you see another race, like, oh, let's say, oh, Filipino, Asian, what's another race that sticks together? Arabic, African, you know, those type of people, these are the people that like stick together and they're not so against each other. And I feel like society has made the African American community split in half to the point where like Black girls just, some of them just can't be friends, sis. Like, some of them can't say, oh, sis, you're so pretty. And I'm like, dude, like, why can't people get along? And why do Black women get how do you say that word? They get, you know, looked upon in these stereotypes for some reason so much, to a point where like there's memes, there's videos, there's skits of like people acting like, you know, a Black girl saying Black girls do this, Black girls do that, Black girl, Black girl, Black girl. And to not get me started on the whole skin tone thing, because I already did a segment a while ago on skin tone about colorism and stuff like that. Like, everybody is beautiful in their own way. And I feel like people need to stop categorizing, there goes the word, categorizing, you know, Black women as angry, feisty, and this and that. Because just like any other race, okay, any other race, it takes an action for a reaction. Black women just don't wake up in the morning, or any woman doesn't wake up in the morning with an attitude, unless We are on our periods. If you're a man, you're listening to this, TMI, but it's true. If we're on our period, if we're going through something, or if we just want to be left alone, that's just any woman in general. Like, that's just in our blood, is to get attitudes sometimes. And yes, men do get attitudes as well. So I don't know why they always say women get attitudes when men be more sensitive than women 100%, like, in a freaking decade. Like, it just doesn't make sense, because it's like, why is it that if a black woman gets an attitude or any slight attitude, they're pictured as angry? But if a black man dates a Hispanic woman and they're like, oh, she's feisty, like, you, I know you see those videos on Facebook where they would like make like little skits or like have little memes, have little clips where they like say like, oh, if a black girl does this, if a Hispanic girl does this, oh, they're sexy when they have attitudes. But then, God forbid, a black girl have an attitude, they're angry black women. And that's what people need to realize in society, is that all women have attitudes. We don't have attitudes for no reason, okay? Just feed us when we're hungry, because girls get hangry. Massage us when we're in pain or if we're on our period. And buy us chocolate if we're on our period, so we won't get an attitude. So yeah, that's just my segment for the day. If you guys would like to subscribe monthly, you could just click on it. Support podcast. Appreciate it.